Hello, today is Yud Zayin Tammuz. It's the Tainus of the 17th of Tammuz, Tufshin Pei Dalid, and it is July 23rd, 2024. Thank you so much for joining us as we begin the period of Bein HaMitzarim, and that is the morning time for the Beis HaMikdash. We also have to be in touch with our feelings and our emotions and our neshama, and that as the Sforim tell us, we are allowed to and actually supposed to be still attuned to simcha and to positivity and optimism, always. Even Tisha B'Av is called by Yirmiyahu HaNavi, Kara Alai Moed. It says in Eicha, in the Lamentations, that Hashem called a meeting time upon me, that we don't say Tachnun on Tisha B'Av, that supplicatory prayer, because it actually has a festive nature to it. Festive nature to Tisha B'Av? Yes, when it comes to the most intense morning of Tisha B'Av, it's called a Moed. And what's the reason? The Sforim point out, because Hashem cares enough about me, about Klal Yisrael, about our communities. He cares enough to pay attention to us, to say, hey, listen, you all, we got to do tshuva and we have to work on ourselves. That is a source of joy. The fact that our Avinu Shabbat Shemayim, our father, Avinu Malkenu, cares so much. Today we said Avinu Malkenu in davening for the Tainus. We're actually in communication and in contact with the one in charge of everything. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he's in contact with us. That is a source of joy. So as we begin the 3 weeks, we can think about the culmination of the 3 weeks on Tisha B'Av. And of course, we always say, Halavai, that it's not too late for it to be a day of simcha, total simcha. So the Orcho Siddiqim tells us in the Shar HaSimcha, a new approach to suffering. Chas v'shalom. V'chein kisheyesh la'adam shum yisurin. When a person experiences any type of suffering, difficulty. Now you might say, oh yes, we're thinking of like physical suffering, things like that, emotional. And we've said before, and it was the last stage, we talked about it, that one of the main types of Yisurim are situations that anger and worry us. That's also called Yisurim. And we need Yeshua from those. So how does a person react when these situations arise? So there's a fork in the road. Really, there are three ways we could react. We could become despondent, depressed. We could become angry. That's part of the depression and that rage that a person might feel. Then there's the middle road where we just really don't do anything. We're kind of indifferent, try to like work through it. And like, yeah, it's one of those things. But then there's the proper, the gainful approach to make an experience out of it and to grow. But look what the Aruch HaTzadikim says. Kishayesh la'adam shum yithurim. When a person has any types of suffering, especially emotional, because we've seen that that's one of the main definitions of Yisurim. Yismach gazukein. The person should also rejoice even at that. Meaning, we have to look carefully what he's saying. Not to tolerate Yisurim, but to welcome them. Celebrate that we have the opportunity to grow from them. Capitalize on the opportunity. Not just be neutral and passive and ride it through. The Chachamim, the sages said, Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph Perek Chelek, Chavivim Yisurim. Sufferings are precious and beloved. They're our friends. We're not asking for them to happen. But when they come, we have to welcome them. Oh, like Hafnosas Orchim, oh, thank you. So nice to see you, Yisurim. Oh, sufferings and challenges? Thanks for coming. I can do something with this. Yes, we're going to grow together. Chavivim Yisurim, they're precious. Yod Omer Chacham, the sages said, Tanis da Chestam and Aleph. It's more than just a personal experience or consideration. It's global. I can do something with my Yisurim when I rejoice in those sufferings and difficulties. Kohat Tameach Yisurim. Anybody who rejoices in suffering, maybe Yeshua la'olam, bring salvation to the world. Well, I think we might all agree we need some Yeshua. Everybody needs Yeshua. Personal, familial, communal, national, and global, international. global, galactic. We need Yeshua on every level. Look at this. It's a shortcut. Hasameach b'yisurim. Call Hasameach b'yisurim. The Gemara in Tainus Daf Pesam and Aleph says, if a person rejoices, celebrates, is delighted about suffering, and says, this is something to make me grow, that attitude is maybe Yeshua la'olam. Here's the way to have Yeshua. Look, this is a great way to start the 3 weeks, isn't it? To bring Yeshua to the world is Sameach b'yisurim. So all that stuff that's annoying, all that stuff that hurts, all the things that I'm sensitive to, that bother me, that pain me, Sameach. Ah, Baruch Hashem, these things are happening to me. It's not a coincidence. Hashem is allowing it. Hashem is allowing the malachim I created with whatever I might have done wrong. This is one way to look at it, based on the Palgei Mayim and Eicha. He's allowing those to exert their force on me, to flex their muscles against me, so to say, to put me back where I should be. Baruch Hashem, the train's back on the tracks. I have a realignment. That's what Yisurim are. Well, that's a reason for Simcha, and we can bring Yeshua to the world. It reminds me of a story. I was once at a Sudas Hodah. There was someone who had been ill, Chas v'Shalom, lo aleinu, and had been life-endangering, very much so, and it was prolonged. And the person, Baruch Hashem, recovered totally. The person made a Sudas Hodah, made a meal of gratitude, a celebration. One of the person's friends got up and said, while you were sick, he said to the person, I said to myself, I wonder how many lives you saved from, let's say, terrorist attacks, chas v'shalom, because while you were ill, you were accepting it and you were positive about it. That's the attitude that brings Yeshua. We don't know which lives we're saving. We don't know which attacks we averted by being besimcha during suffering. So right here, wherever we're all sitting right now and learning and thinking, if I will have a positive attitude, I will take on a new view of the things that annoy me and bother me and that are hurtful to me and those people who are annoying to me. I say, I love these people. These are from Hashem. I can actually bring Yeshua to the world. Who doesn't want to bring Yeshua to the world? We all do. We can be instrumental. We can move mountains. We could save lives. Yargil Piv Lomar Gamzo Latova. Yerucha Sadikim says, a person should accustom his mouth to say, you notice the Lashon? Accustom his mouth. Like the word Yargil is like the word regular in English. Yargil, Rogil, like regular. Regulate one's mouth to say, Gamzo Latova. This is also for the good. The Gemara and Tainus Daf Papal Pomeral. This is also for the good. Oh, call Mada Avid Rachmana Latav Avid. All that Hashem does, he does for the good. That's the Gemara Bracha, Staf Samacham Ebeit. You notice he said a person should accustom his mouth to say that? Well, what if my heart is not in it? I don't really believe that. What if that's the situation? Doesn't matter. We've already talked about this many times. It's a habit to be in. Well, the habits change us from the outside in. We know that already. The Aruch HaSadikim definitely subscribes to that hashkafik and muster attitude. That's echoed in the Svarim all over the place, reminding us again for the dozenth time. The Sefer HaChinuch and Parshas Bo says, Adam nifak fipu losav. A person is formed according to his actions. If I say Gamzo Latova, Gamzo Latova, I say it enough times, Yargil Piv Lomar, I get in the habit, the regilus, the regular mode of behavior to say Gamzu Latova, that will actually transform my insight. As the Mesillas Yesharim also says, Hitzonios Me'oreros Panimios, that external deeds arouse the internal component of us, which means that it's a real thing to be Margil Piv. The Aruch HaSadikim didn't say, don't say this unless you feel it. Don't say Gamzu Latova unless you're sincere. He didn't say that because he knows that's not what he's trying to tell us. He's trying to tell us, no, say it. Even if my heart is not in it, I know that it's for the good. Gamzu Latova, everything that's going on here that Hashem is causing us to have, that's also for the good. Yesh Kama Ros, Asher Sofon Tovos. Now we get into the science of it. Well, why anyway does that make sense? There are many things that look terrible, Chas v'Shalom, very negative. but their end is really good. They're okay. They're really good at the end. And the means to that end is something that looks negative. The Chayin Darshu, and also the Chachamim expounded, Rabbi Seinu, Amikrozeh, there's a pasuk, Yeshaya Yud Beis Aleph. O Decho Hashem, Ki Anach Tabi, I will thank you, Hashem. Why? Because you were angry at me. Oh, thanks for being angry at me, Hashem. O Decho Hashem, Ki Anach Tabi. Huh? Thank you for being angry at me? Yeah, that's right. Because without that anger, I would not experience the relief, which is such a feeling of bliss and euphoria. It could not have existed without the prior anger, without the prior challenges and difficulties. Your anger will come back and you will comfort me. That means that that comfort only can come after the uncomfortable experience that preceded it. Says the Aruch HaTzaddikim, based on the Gemara Nida, it's similar to two people. There's an analogy, a story. This is the famous one. These two people, they were both going to try to catch a voyage on a ship. Ha'echad, one of them, Yashav lo kotz baraglo. He got a splinter or a thorn in his foot. Achlo hayayocha lelich basfina. He had to cancel the trip. You know, these are so many stories like this. People have to cancel. They can't make it. They're late for the flight, whatever it is. Chaveiro nichnas basfina lavor. But his friend, he made it. He got into the ship to go on the trip. Yomo. This one started cursing his day, meaning cursing his fate. How could I miss it? This is terrible. I'm missing my trip. So annoying, beyond annoying, so provocative. The yomim, after a while, you know the end. Shama shenitpa hasfina. He heard. He found out the news that the ship sank. B'shalom, u'meisu ha'anashim asher ba, and everybody on it died. Oz hischel zeh v'shabeach labori yisparach. Suddenly an attitude changed. Miraculous, huh? This person began to praise Hashem, the blessed creator, Kira, because he saw shehoisa zos kidei l'achiyoso, that this was an order to keep him alive. That's why he missed the ship, missed the flight, missed the ride, missed whatever it was, missed the job opportunity. It was the hachayoso. It was for the better. It was to keep him alive. Gemara Nida Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. It shows us we don't know. We don't know what's really going on. We think we know. We're short-sighted. As the Chafetz Chaim says, a person is kitzar haraos, is short-sighted. Remember where he says that? Well, one place. I'm sure he probably says it more than one time. I saw it in Parshas Bishtalach, where it says we were in a place that was very uncomfortable and not hospitable in the Midbar after we came out of the Yamsuf. Remember that place? I'll give you a hint. The waters were bitter there. That's right. You got it. Mara. We were in Mara. And then we went to Eilin. Eilin was after Mara. Now, the Ibn Ezra, we've shown him say we were in Mara for a day and Eilin for 20 days. Now, Eilin was like a 5-star hotel with all the amenities. It was an oasis par excellence in a barren wasteland. But while we were in Mara, in the bitter situation of Mara, we didn't know what was going to happen tomorrow. We didn't know what's going to happen in an hour. So we complain bitterly about the bitter waters. The Chafetz Chaim says, why do people complain? Why? Because they are short-sighted. It's a human condition, nothing personal. All of us are. We're all human beings. If we would know that the Mara of life could lead to an Elim tomorrow, we wouldn't complain. That's why it doesn't make sense to complain. It makes more sense to say Gamzu L'tova. L'chein Nismacha Adam B'Yisurim, says the Aruch HaTzaddikim. He reminds us, therefore, a person should rejoice, should celebrate, should be elated about suffering that comes. Imagine such a thing. It's easy to say, Yismach B'Yisurim. And in the other damages or sufferings that a person has, the setbacks, because he does not know what goodness there's going to be for him from them. Notably, I'll just say very vaguely, but on a personal note, I had a certain illness that Baruch Hashem I have a refuah shleima from, and I didn't know what it means to really feel good in this area of life until after I had this very, could be very frightening situation. And I told the medical team recently, going back for more follow-ups, said, you know what? I'm way better right now than I was beforehand. Thanks, Baruch Hashem. These are Shluchei Hashem. This is what he's telling us here. In the beginning, it looks gloomy. It's terrible. It's Pastor Shalom. Oh my goodness, it's horrible. We have to stop and take a breath. Be patient, because that might be leading. It will be leading to something better afterward, but we have to go through that process. We didn't know ahead of time what really is tranquility and serenity until we go through that difficulty, until the turbulence is over. Then we say, no, that is peace. That's serenity. That feels good. Well, that's what he's telling us here also. That's the reason for Gamzo Latova. We have no idea what's going to be, what Hashem has in store. We should only be optimistic that it gets better, of course. As we know, it says in Brachos, the Mishnah of Brachos, that when Mevarach Hashem al Hara Kishem Shem Mevarach al HaTov, Chayavodim, a person has to thank Hashem. And what the Rishonim point out again, because we think things are bad, but they actually lead to good. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu, we know that it was decreed he can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Terrible, tragic, cataclysmic, he can't go into Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, but we already know that that was actually a gainful experience for Bnei Yisrael, because if he would go in, as the Aruch Haim HaKadosh explains, then he would build the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is indestructible. And when there was a need for Bnei Yisrael to suffer, then the Jewish people would suffer, but not the building, the Beis HaMikdash, if Moshe Rabbeinu had constructed it. So now that he doesn't go in, so the Beis HaMikdash can't be destroyed. So Bnei Yisrael can't be destroyed. It's going to either be one or the other. So the fact that he didn't go in actually saved Klal Yisrael. Would you ask him, Moshe, do you like that deal? He said, of course, I love Bnei Yisrael. And anyway, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu gets to go into Eretz Yisrael at Techiyas HaMeisim, so eventually he will go in anyway. That's also in the Aruch Haim. It's in Sefer Devarim. Anybody who wants sources, let me know. It looks disastrous, but we don't see the end. Our Mara, Emir Tashem, leads to an Elim, leads to a 5-star hotel with all the amenities after a bitter experience. That's why he says a person should rejoice. Eino yodea ma tova asira lios lomahem. If Hashem is good, Hashem is only good. That means only good can come from things. Hashem only has good for us. V'chein also Nachum Ish Gamzu. Nachum Ish Gamzu, the famous person, Gemara Tainus Chafal Famadal, he also said, Gamzo the Tova. So, in summary of that paragraph, is that even if my heart is not in it, and I don't see it now, not only am I allowed to say Gamzo the Tova, I really should be in the habit of saying Gamzo the Tova, or Kol Ma David Rachman of the Tav Avid. Hashem, whatever he does is for the good. You might say, well, how do I deal with this? It's too hard for me. I remind myself, the first Mida, Maseches Avos, is what Mida that Chazal tells us about? That's right, it's patience. The first Mida, have a Masunim Badin. You're saying, well, that's about judges in a court, isn't it? In litigation, isn't it? No, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and others explain that whatever it says in Avos speaks to be talking, looks like it's talking to judges, but it's really for all situations of life, the very first Mida, the first exhortation, the piece of advice in Pirkei Avos, Maseches Avos, is have a Masunim Badin. You all need to be patient. We all need to be patient in judgment, not only judges in a courtroom, but when we judge our lives, our situations, our relationships, our parnasa, our health, have a Masunim Badin. In that judgment that you render, be patient. Patience is the prerequisite for all success in midos, in Torah and mitzvot. Without patience, we're all gone. We're lost because it doesn't look right a lot of times. But if we wait it out and we actually grow from it and are sameach b'yisurim, then we capitalize on the opportunity, employing and activating the mida of mesinus, of patience. That's a recipe for spiritual and physical success. Torah Chosadikim continues, talking about simcha. Oh, tov, the sameach chasen v'chala. Okay, this is not very timely right now for the 3 weeks. So we have something to look forward to. Remember, we said we have to be patient. So it says it's good to be sameach chasen v'chala, a groom and a bride. So you might say, well, what do you have to tell us that in the Musar paper? That's like a halacha, isn't it? Shneimar, it says, Yirmiyah Zayin La Medalad, Kol Sason, That's the sound of joy, which you've defined all the types of joy that the Malbim talked about a few weeks ago. Bekol Simcha, there's rejoicing, there's the sound of joy. Kol Chasan, Bekol Kala, the sound of a groom, the sound of a bride. Really all nice and all that, but like, why is that here in this Sefer? I'll tell you what I get from it, because maybe we're not in the mood to do that. In other words, we go to a chasna and we know already that the 3 weeks are going to be over. Hopefully, as we said, they'll turn into simcha anyway. But if chasna shalom, they don't, there will inevitably be some chasnas, I'm sure. And then we have to remember the Orach HaTzaddikim says, this is a mitzvah. And as a result, even if I'm not having my heart in it, I'm supposed to do something toward that end to be misamecha chasna bakala. Just like all the other mitzvahs that I have to do. Part of Ahavta Le'echa Kamocha, this is the Pasuk in Yirmiyah that is quoting me, Divrei Kabbalah, we call that. But certainly we have a mitzvah to try to bring joy to all people, especially those who are in a time and a situation that joy is the focus. We have to remind ourselves, maybe go out of my comfort zone a tiny bit at least, to bring joy to them, to other people in general. Below Simchas Anoshim Anoshim Yachtov, obviously he reminds us we're not supposed to engage in socializing, that's against halacha. Izot HaSimcha Hi Kalus Rosh, because that's considered giddiness and that's out of line. We know that there are halachos about this, about socializing men and women together, and we're also allowed to have proper mitos and halachos kept that way. But on the other hand, we have to make sure that we keep the Gedarim, all those safeguards that Chazal and that the Torah tells us regarding socializing properly. So the Orach HaTzaddikim reminds us to keep the balance when it comes to Simcha. Ba'afilu b'shas ha-hespit, even at the time of Chas v'Shalom, a eulogy, ba'evel and mourning, Amru, they said, anashim levad, v'nashim levad. Men and women have to keep the proper holy safeguards and protections that are in the Torah and in the Chachamim. Kol shekein b'shas ha-simcha. All the more so at a time of rejoicing. V'doshtina, and we learn out in Micha Vav Ches, Ba'atznei Alecha. So he's telling us the other side of the coin. Yes, there has to be simcha, but there also has to be a balance. This is appropriate for right now, because even though there's simcha, there are times where we diminish certain practices and actions that express this joy. Like in the 3 weeks, we're not saying Shechiano now. We're not having weddings now. We're listening to music, for example, and shaving in general, cutting hair, except for certain situations. So there's Hatznei Alechas also. There's an Indian of Tznius, of the way a person walks in life in a positive, modest way. Zohotzoas Hameis Bachnosas Kaba Lechuppa. A Gemara, Sukkah Memtetham Hameis, famous Gemara, that not only at a wedding time, at a time of the celebration, we have to exercise Tznius, the proper modesty and behavior and dress, but also even at times of Hotzoas Hameis Bachnosas, of a funeral. Now you might say, well, come on. What kind of frivolity and giddiness is there at a funeral? Oh boy, there is a lot of emotion at a funeral. And therefore, people have to be careful and keep the halachos of negiah, of not to have contact that's illegal according to halacha, etc., etc. So this is the balance that there has to be. We know that mitos are called mitos because there are measures of every trait, character trait, and personality trait that we practice and that we utilize. So we have to remember there's a balance also. Reminder from the Orach HaTzaddikim that there are time periods where there's a concentrated dose of simcha contained within the way we dress, in the halachos, the observations of it, the observances of those days. Maybe the observations also. We should observe and notice what it says in the Torah. So we're not really out of line with that terminology. We know that about Shabbos, it says, La'asos es yom ha-Shabbos. Ha'yosher be'enov ta'aseh. So Meforshim points out that Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, for that weekly spiritual oasis of Shabbos, that we have to do something with Shabbos. It's an active day, not just a restful day. We get really in touch with our neshamos. We learn more Torah those days. We have time to concentrate, to be away from technology and all these modern innovations that could distract us from Torah and mitzvos. That's a day, Shabbosus v'yomim tovim, where we really center our attention on the spiritual. Upurim also, the Orach HaTzaddikim mentioned. We actually have to remember that there is a time for joy. there are times that have more concentrated and intense joy. Kihulam zecher litzias mitzrayim. This is really significant. All of them, including Shabbos, is a remembrance for going out of Egypt. So we say, okay, yeah, that's nice. Year 2448, yeah? No, actually the year 5784. Yitzias Mitzrayim, whenever we have difficulties that Hashem delivers us from on a daily basis, hopefully they're not major, regular ones happening all the time, but any little crisis that comes, that's Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Anything that we can't control, that Hashem saves us from and protects us from, that's Yitzias Mitzrayim, as we've talked about before. So every Shabbos, we actually have a concentrated effort and a time period that we focus on Yitzias Mitzrayim, as we say in Kiddush. Well, the Zecher Hanisim, these days are a remembrance for the miracles, Shehifli Im Bechirav, that Hashem did wondrously with His chosen ones, with Klal Yisrael. Lachain, therefore, Yismach Belibo, a person should rejoice in his heart. Bezochra, when he remembers Chaste Hamakom, the kindnesses of Hashem, the Omnipotent, but Godel Tovosav, and the greatness of Hashem's favors, those who do His will. So these are times that we have to stop and reflect. As my Rebbe, Rabbi Kassenstein, used to say, we go through Shabbos. Shabbos goes through us. It really has to be a transformative experience where it alters our way of thinking. A whole 25 hours per week, it's supposed to really change us. Every single Shabbos, we grow from it. Every single week, we get in touch with Hashem. Ubavur kein, and because of this, misaknim, we prepare and fix up matamim, delicious foods. That gets our attention, special foods. Oh, I can experience the oneg, as Rabbi Cheskel Starner explained in his commentary on Maseiros Yesharim. That's what Hashem wanted for all of human beings to have all the time. It was supposed to be Gan Eden. Well, we can have a taste of it, a sampling, a sensation of it every single Shabbos. It's the day of Oneg. Umabushim Yikarim, nice, precious clothes. Mishosim Yain, we drink delicious beverages like wine. Kedei L'Sameach Halev, in order to make the heart rejoice. So every single Shabbos that comes along, we're supposed to remember this is something. Again, I can capitalize on this opportunity to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam for this time, this holy time of Shabbos, this joyous time of Shabbos, every single time it comes. That's also part of Simcha. These are days of Simcha he's talking about. Mirza Hashem, these days will also turn to Simcha, but I have to always remember during the whole 3 weeks, Korah, Olai, Moed, when the culmination of the 3 weeks comes to its crescendo and the climactic day of Tisha B'Av, it seems very climactic in mourning, but it's also the opposite, the fact that Hashem cares enough and Kaviyachol vents the anger or gives us our punishment and reminder, so to say, by destroying the Beit HaMikdash instead of Klal Yisrael Chatzar Shalom, continuing as His nation. It should be a time of Simcha, and in Mirtz Hashem will continue next week, the Shara Simcha and the Orchos Tzadik.